Two, one. Ouch.
Ouchies.
Ouchie, you're doing some research pre.
No, I was just making a little before the dip post.
Oh, lovely.
On my personal social media pages.
Just getting people frothed.
Yeah.
Frothed.
I was going to talk about something. We'll talk about that later on.
Yeah, okay. Off here, yeah. Yeah. We're here to do business. That's, Murray, it's part two.
What you'll find is intellectual property that I don't want to disclose currently.
Yeah.
On this medium.
We put it behind a paywall. I'd put it, way whatever behind. That was, yeah. way behind.
Way, several paywalls.
It's like the iron curtain of paywalls.
Mm.
So, Murray,
when we get one, we'll let you know how to pay us.
How to put your details in there. It'll have a Stripe. It'll have some sort of Stripe account.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Mus.
Yo.
Part two. Fight Club part two.
And if today's sound quality isn't as good as the last week's sound quality, we've got one person to blame.
We've gone old school.
For
some reason.
We bought all this tech. And today, Ravi, who usually sleeps with our Rogue podcaster.
Yeah.
Not fine our Rogue podcaster.
Yeah.
So we're on old mic. I've got my lip firmly
stuck. It'll sound like an analog. It'll sound listening to
like
a record.
A wireless.
A little grainy, a little gritty, but I feel like it's more us.
It's more earthy.
Well, we've recorded more episodes on this gear, than on the new gear.
Well, I don't know that. Where did that mic come from that you've got?
I stole this from Melody. From Melody's room.
This
has got a button that it plays Frozen songs.
Yeah.
I can sing along.
Yeah.
Karaoke
mic. Shivers. Am I still on?
Yeah, he's still on. I'll let you know.
I can't.
You've got the stable mic. You've got stable mic.
Well, I'm more nervous.
There's unstable mic.
Unstable
mic is in the other one. Yeah, unstable mic. We all have that friend.
Yeah, we all have unstable mic. Episode two. Yes, sorry.
Keep talking.
Oh, no.
No, it's all good. I'm just looking at the
the
signature here. It looks like I'm yelling into the mic and you're not. So I wonder if I just turn that up or dial that up a little notch. Maybe you can get more in there, which is unusual. I'm going to hold my mic here. This mic.
Oh,
that looks better.
That looks better.
Yeah.
So I can't see what you're looking at. Part two.
Should we do a little recap?
We're in America.
What else?
What have we done?
Day
we've
one.
Landed. We've watched lots of movies.
Yes.
Had a plane ride to ourselves. As you said, greatest quote ever. It's like going on a school excursion without any teachers.
Without the teachers, yeah.
And off we are.
We were so excited, weren't we?
Oh, so excited.
I was reflecting on that and I was thinking, it reminded me of like scuba diving. When you're scuba diving, you can't talk. So we're on the plane, got the headphones in, watching the movie.
Yeah.
But there's certain signals just to let everyone know you're happy.
And
we're doing
three more minutes.
Yeah, we're good. I've got running out of oxygen. I need a drink of water. Where are my snacks? It was like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was thumbs up.
Yeah, lots of thumbs up.
Which in scuba diving kind of terminology means I want to go up.
But we were.
But what we really mean is
A-okay.
A-okay sign.
Again, some visuals. This is an audio medium.
Yes. If we had Nick on our side, we'd have this as a video audio medium. But
still part
we're yet to find our Aussie Nick.
Yeah, Aussie koala.
A little Aussie.
Well, our American koala. Really
yeah,
really
that's
was.
Really. Yeah, 100%. But it's been a big week.
Yes. So we've been to the baseball. Oh, sorry.
I'm saying it has been a big week since then and now.
Yes.
Since we recorded that first episode, and if that was your first episode of Before the Dip, may we recommend you go back to episode 7.
Oh, 7.
28.
Oh.
And then probably 140.
They were highlights.
It's just randoms.
It's just
randoms. I just feel like it's a good place to start.
Yeah, but this is just as good a place to start because you're on an adventure now with us.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome aboard.
As we relive our weekend away.
Yeah. And I...
And more than a weekend away, that belittles what we were talking about even before we got on here today.
Yeah. It was special.
What's special?
So I think we left off the story where we'd...
We tried to buy a hat.
Yeah.
For $100. I thought we were buying a joint.
Yeah.
But we're all intimidated.
It was a lot going on and we were
jet lagged.
Exhausted. So we get back to our accommodation.
Yeah.
And we decided we're going to watch a movie on the couch.
Well, we were told that we had to watch a movie called Fight Club.
Yeah, it's part of the...
The homework.
Part of the homework. You get in sync with the story. Of Fight Club. Great movie, by the way. It is a great movie, Fight Club.
I have seen it. So when you saw it when it first came out in the movies in 1998 or whatever.
Muzz puts it on his iPad.
Yeah, because we couldn't get the TV to work.
And the plan was to sit side by side and watch it like we're in a lecture.
Yeah. With paper in hand, pencils ready.
And before the credits started, I was like, you know what? There's a couch over there.
Yeah, there's two couches. You lie down. That way, I'll lie this way.
Yeah. I just want to lie down. Just get comfy for the movie. And then I remember hearing the theme music at the beginning.
I don't even think you kept your eyes open until I'd open Netflix to watch it.
No.
You didn't even hear the Netflix tune.
Well, it felt like it was unnecessary eye-opening at that point. There's nothing to see. I'll just check out credits. For a moment.
Just for a moment. And I remember trying so hard to stay awake. And I was so disappointed in you. But my eyes
were so... It's like he doesn't even care.
Yeah, my eyes were so heavy and I'm going... I'm trying to lift them back up and they're beating me down. I'm looking at you going, I can't believe he's not watching this.
Well, I must say it was some of the sweetest sleep I've ever had. I woke up at one point and I was like, are we going to have dinner?
Nah.
Back I was gone.
Oh yeah. Well, I had all intentions. We were going to watch the movie.
Yeah.
We were going to go to get Uber to In and Out.
Yeah. We'll go get something local. Yeah, we'll have some fun.
We'll just have a little... Again, another rest.
Do you think if I'd stayed awake, that would have happened?
I think you were okay.
You could have gone. Because
let's face it, I didn't stay awake for the whole movie either.
You're a dozy.
I had a couple of moments where all of a sudden we're at the end.
It's such a painful experience trying to stay awake. It's so hard.
When
that level of tiredness hits you, it's just like it just everything starts to shut down.
Oh,
it's incredible. The brain just takes off. Nervous system's unbelievable.
Well, you see, I read an article during the week about the guy that set the world record for being asleep, and now being awake. Sorry,
like, wow. Let me take that one on.
No, and now the Guinness Book of World Records refuses to do it because it's so detrimental to people's health.
Yeah,
so they don't record it anymore.
Yeah, that's right. You can eat. It's okay to eat as many hot dogs as possible in a minute.
Yeah, but
don't you try and stay awake. That's bad for you.
I can't remember how long it was. It was maybe 6 days or something like that. And some guy went 11 or something.
Oh, that makes me feel nauseous thinking about it.
But so the sweet, sweet sleep came on. What night was that? It was a Anzac
Wednesday. Wednesday night. Anzac Day here.
Anzac Day here.
Well, it turned out to be Anzac. It wasn't Anzac Day
there.
Yeah. For our North American listeners, Anzac Day is just a national holiday.
Yeah,
Australia and New Zealand share it.
Yeah, it's our sort of Memorial Day. Remembering the war.
Correct. Sort of things. Correct.
So we went to sleep. Sweet, sweet sleep.
Mm.
And the next morning...
We got up. We're ready to rock and roll.
We're sort of back.
Muzz and I are both early risers, generally. Yeah. We love the hours just before the sun comes up. Well, let's say the 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or the hour or so before the sun comes up and just hit the day on the run.
Yeah. You know,
get a head start on it. It feels good.
But we did have to set alarms. There was no waking up.
We didn't wake up with the sun.
Oh, I think I woke up. No, I did wake up at about 2. I did have a few hours of awakeness.
Yeah. That classic jet lag.
Yeah.
But we got up and we were like, let's go for a walk. Let's check out Seal Beach.
Seal Beach at 6 in the morning.
Yeah. And it's a sweet little place. Yeah. Like, it's quiet.
Very quaint.
It's quiet, and you know, in on the northern beaches here in Sydney, at that time of day, people are going.
Yeah, there's
people
heaps.
Are running.
Yeah, there's heaps.
They're doing their
boot
camps on the beach, and they're having their coffees, taking their dogs out. All that is always activity. Yeah. Or they're coming home.
Yeah,
from a night out, and we didn't see any of that.
Didn't see a lot of activity. Didn't see.
We didn't.
We used to like people out, like lots of people, like morning. Morning.
Another morning.
Yeah, morning. But this morning, Seal Beach at 6 in the morning is a relatively quiet part of the world. So we wandered down, I don't know what that street's, not Main Street, but we wandered...
One that runs along the beach.
Along the beach, and then we went out and we said, we'll walk to that break wall.
Yeah, we decided we're going to walk to the... Let's call it the northern end of town.
Oh, I would have said at the southern, but...
No, I'm sure it was the northern end of town.
Yeah, anyway.
We walked up that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were walking.
Because we were on the west coast.
Yeah, we're on the west coast.
Yeah.
It was north.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it wasn't. It was probably...
We had our compass out at one point.
Yeah, because we argued about where south was. And you were so off.
I was so off.
I wasn't close, but you were like a full 180 degrees off.
It took me a while to get my calibrate.
Yeah.
But we headed down to the break wall.
Yeah.
Because we didn't intend to get to the break wall, but we found ourselves there.
Yeah. So we walked.
And you go, let's just walk along.
Like, because it's rocks. The break wall's little cubes and rocks, and
yeah.
I sort of said, this reminds me of, you know, how much fun this was as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, jumping from rock to rock.
We're feeling like we're on, like, again, we're on excursion.
Yeah. No teachers.
Someone's taking the lead off, and we're off.
And we're off.
We're gonna do whatever we want today.
Yeah. And so the break wall was fun. It was fun. And then it wasn't.
Yeah, it was a long break wall.
And then it really wasn't. It just was going.
Muzz in front. Picture this. Muzz in front. He's sort of hopping from rock to rock. He's quite agile.
Yeah,
he's got a little dainty ankles, but they move.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of like plodding along behind him.
Yeah.
And then I start to think to myself, like, okay, this is going to be a long sort of trip. This is now starts to be a workout.
It's hard.
But I know how he is. If he commits himself to get to the end of the break wall, he's getting to the end of the break wall. It's just the way it is. So I'm like, okay, we're on.
Yeah.
Neither of us said anything.
But I was miserable too. I was going, I'm going to fall over. I'm going to roll my ankle here. I was having the visions of, I'm going to slip, you know, because a couple of times I slipped on one.
Yeah.
And I went, oh.
That's when it got serious.
I'm going to fall over here and I'm going to break my wrist or something. And I'm not even going to.
Yeah, we're going to ruin our whole trip.
How's my insurance? What, you know. I hope Aussie Travel Cover's really got a good policy in place. Thanks, Aussie Travel Cover.
Oh, with the exclusions, break wall walking.
Break wall hopping.
Idiot. No wonder. It's called the break wall. Why would you go on it?
Yeah.
But we had committed to an hour. I think actually, Muzz, is a metaphor that is a, it's an interesting thing when you, something that we learned at the seminar was this idea that, you know, having it, or maybe even relearned. An accountability buddy. Yeah, someone who's on the journey with you.
Yeah, yeah.
If either of us were there by ourselves, we wouldn't have done it.
No.
But we were both. No. It was like, well, Murray's doing it. And you're like, well, Robbie's there. Yeah.
And you were so far behind at one stage, too. I look back and you were miles back. I was going.
I did a couple of little run steps to catch up.
Yeah,
to
I was going, what's happened?
Yeah.
You know,
I was giving myself a pep talk, like, come on, man. Yeah.
And I hadn't put socks on in my shoes, and I don't know about you. I don't know about
sand in the shoes.
There's some sand in there, and
so stuff flicking up behind.
I was not enjoying. My feet were getting hot because it was.
Yeah.
It was a workout.
It was a workout, and then we get to the beach.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of bird life that's different. We're taking photos. Oh, I wasn't. Birds, and it's just like people looking, probably going, "What are these idiots doing?"
Yeah.
Anyone who was awake.
It was a bit of a grey day too. It was very grey.
It was Californian grey.
Yeah, one of the great colours of
one California. Of the great grey shades. Californian grey.
California grey.
Yeah.
Just makes you happier in California.
Somehow, it's the happiest of the grey colours.
Yeah, the Beach Boys. I think you've got a song, haven't they? California grey.
I wish they could be all grey. That's anyway. So we walked along the beach.
Yeah.
We walked ourselves back to the pier, and then we found ourselves.
And then we both were grumpy. Walking on the sand in shoes.
Yeah. It's such a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I don't like how it looks, and I definitely don't like how it feels.
Yeah.
It's such an awkward walk, sand in shoes.
And I still had no socks on. Anybody... So I was very much taking the, sort of lifting my foot straight up. I wasn't going heel toe, heel toe.
There was no toe off.
Yeah, I was up.
Walking like a flat foot.
I looked like some sort of...
It's the way to do it. The camels do it, you should do it. It makes sense, but it just looks funny.
But the camels walk...
They walk funny.
Oh.
They've got...
Oh, okay. I thought you...
Look it up.
Okay.
I might have made that up.
Yeah.
But we found ourselves back on Main Street.
Yes. All roads lead to Main Street and Seal Beach.
Yeah, Main Street's where it's at. And we moseyed on back up to Javatini.
Javatini. Javatini's.
Javalitis.
We were locals by then.
Yeah, rocking a couple of cortados, thanks very much.
Cortados.
And I felt that that cortado that day was better than the first day.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was. Still a high ratio of flavour pumps.
Yeah, there's a lot of flavour pumps in that cafe.
But quite expensive though, wasn't it really?
Well, we got our head around it. We're like, oh, the exchange rate is... it's like we're paying $8 a coffee.
Yeah. This was tight.
Yeah, we should have got the grande, extra grande.
Did we partake in another burrito that morning?
Of course we did.
Yes.
We then go...
We were so much more confident going in the second time, weren't we? Still unsure about how to pay.
Yeah, pay or tip.
Yeah, pay or tip. Still were concerned about how that worked, but again, another burrito.
Another burrito next. he asked if he wanted the chili this time, and we both were like, we're okay with it. Save the chili.
Save the chilies.
Yeah, delicious. It was better the second time.
It was better the second time. I struggled a little bit harder to get it all down the second time. You wolfed yours down, I noticed.
I did. I hardly chewed.
Yeah.
I think I'm conditioned to breakfast meals being like that. I just inhale it and then get going, which is a fault. It is something I'm working on.
Yeah.
It's on my vision board. Yeah. Chew more.
Chew more.
Chew the breakfast more, right? Yeah,
chew more. But it was delicious.
It was very... Yeah, and thanks again to our food sponsor for the trip.
Nick's Deli.
Nick's Deli,
because he made another appearance on Sunday morning, Nick's Deli.
By then, we were like, this looks like Nick's.
Is this from Nick's? So Shannon goes, yes, it is. But, oh, Jesus, wait till we get to Sunday. I don't know how many episodes away Sunday is.
Yeah.
But...
Murray, when we were on Main Street, what day was it when we were on Main Street and we popped into that shop? The shop that looked like it was selling cool apparel. And the guy goes, the shop's
closed. I thought that was the Delirious. That was Delirious Wednesday.
Was that Wednesday?
Because Thursday we were gone. Because we're in Thursday now. Yet. Wait till we get to there.
Yeah,
but on Wednesday, we went into this very cool looking shop.
Super cool shop. Like, I felt like it was the clothes I'd want to come back with a flannel or a cool shirt with a logo. And the guy goes, we're not open. I go, in my head, I was like, well, it seems very open to me.
Yeah, I'm in here. Because it was like 10 o'clock. It was on the first ping pong head walk.
Yeah.
Around that we...
you're bumbling along.
Yeah, bumbling along, running into walls, poles.
It looked trendy. It looked like it was a design studio and then it had some clothes at the front. And I'm sure our host, Brad, would know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so it had the little shoppy bit and then it had like glass and there was all the...
Yeah, trendy.
The cool kids out the back. Going,
yep.
This is where they make this stuff.
Yeah. So we walk in, I thought, oh, maybe there's something we could... I was assuming it was going to be a little pricey.
Yeah. But you were thinking I was going to get my little shirt with a little...
Maybe a trucker cap with a...
Yeah, a little Seal Beach Authentic logo on it or something. Established 1847.
But the guy comes out
aggressively.
He came out very aggressive. We're not open.
Hot.
And I said, when will you be open? And he goes, probably never.
Yeah, probably
like,
never.
And now that I think about it, was that because it was us?
Yeah.
So you guys?
Never.
No, you can't buy this stuff.
Yeah, you're not.
You looked us up and down. You're not our people.
Especially you, the bald guy.
Oh, yeah. You look like
a crushed pump.
Crushed head over there.
Yeah, he's not
old
coming.
Old red cheek.
Yeah.
I felt it. Yeah, so that was quite funny. I was thinking to myself, well, that's not a great way. Why do you even have a shop?
Yeah, why do you have a shop front that you can't? Like, America. I get it. I get that there's these places that have, like, a shop front behind, and the business is just there. Yeah. It's usually where you can buy it.
Yeah, buy a thing or two.
Yeah.
Maybe we do wholesale. Maybe we, you know, it's...
Or it's the lines that never took off. You know, the samples.
Come and grab one.
Yeah, the odd sizes.
The guy was sort of like... I was thinking, was it a place where genuine buyers... Maybe for people who own a store somewhere.
Yes.
Old fashioned store.
Yeah.
And they can come in, they can sort of see it on the rack.
Yes.
It was like, let's make it look like, oh, this is what it could look this like what, in your
yeah,
shop.
Yeah.
If you buy
we
our range.
We supply the rack and everything for you.
Maybe that's what it was. It was strange. So, sorry to go back a day.
Sorry.
I just want to flashback to that. I missed that in the story.
Well, that's part of it.
It was a significant experience.
That's part of the trip. It was all part of the trip.
It'd be like someone walking into our practice.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, no.
No.
We're not open. When are you going to be open? Never.
No, probably not.
Like, give us a bit more info.
Yeah.
Give us a bit more, if you want to buy this product.
Just go down to...
Go to our website. Yeah.
What was the surf shop called?
Yeah, go down to Harbour.
Harbour Surf Shop.
Harbour. You thought that was funny because what's a surfing in the harbour?
Yes.
But we didn't realise at the time.
Yeah.
It was a bloke's name.
Yeah. But anyway.
Digress. So we're walking down the street. We've had our second...
Nick's Burrito,
and we decided...
Probably our third.
We cut back along... What's that? What was that road?
That goes back the...
Yeah. We cut along that one. It's got the grass in the median strip.
Yeah.
We're doing our block. We're now feeling more like locals.
Yeah. We've done our loop.
Said a few little good mornings to the
locals.
Couples in their 50s, pushing 60s, that kind of
vibe. It was still on a lot of people. It was still relatively early, wasn't it?
No youngsters. No one's out there doing boot camp on the grass.
No, nothing.
We were not at home.
No. Still not.
Yeah.
Not what we're used to in the mornings.
We got ourselves back to our commo.
Yeah.
We're getting ready because we know we got...
Oh, but the other... Oh, wow. Sorry, I'm going to jump back in time.
Do it.
I'm going to jump back in time.
Do it. It's one of those days.
Our great house guest who kept knocking on our door and dropping us little treats while we're watching the movie. Oh,
yeah, true.
Yeah.
The house fairy.
Yeah, the house fairy. Yeah, right. Knocking on the door.
Open the door, and there's a few beers on
there's the... There's a couple of beers wine, on the thing.
Some chippies.
Knocks on the door. A few minutes later, we go out. There's no one there, but there's two bananas, an apple, and yeah. Some... And some
fruit, some bars. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, hydrolites and some bars.
Yeah.
That was,
protein.
How funny was that? Snacks. It was so cute. Fantastic. It was so good.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, again, I don't think you can overstate the generosity. And just how good is it? How nice is it to be hosted?
Yes.
And have that sort of poured on you. It was not required.
And
I was happy for it to have a bed.
Yeah. And I thought it was such an interesting way. I would probably smother people.
Yes.
Because I do love on people. I would, I'm still lit up. Were you worried that I wasn't lit up?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've still got my light on. Oh, do you think I've got a torch? Oh, if you could see the visual here, Ravi's come over and got very in my grill.
That's good.
About my voice, obviously,
yeah,
sounds.
Sorry, cut in there. Yeah.
But I would usually smother a house guest. Oh, should we do this? Should we do that? He kind of said, look, guys, do what you want.
Have your space.
Have your space. Do this. And he was a fairy. And that has several connotations here in Australia,
yes.
You know, but he was our little house fairy.
Yeah.
He kept giving us gifts.
Yeah. It was awesome. Awesome. So then we...
So anyway, so we've walked, then came probably one of the weirdest parts of the trip is when we went to, what was the address? Where we got to go, and we didn't really mention this, I don't think last week, we got to go to the studio again. Oh, yeah. Studio 13, 1400. 1400 Ocean View Road.
Yeah.
Studio 1400. And because we walked over there and we thought it was like going to Abbey Lane. What's the Beatles cover?
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road. Because there's a zebra crossing there. And we thought we were McCartney and Lennon. Lennon? Leonard. Leonard. I'm actually filling because Ravi's running around here looking for extension leads. Obviously, we're about to lose lose power. It's very stressful here in the studio because he's running. I'm sitting here trying to fill the story space in, and Ravi's bent over the reception counter looking for extension leads.
I expect some professionalism from you.
Yeah, well, I'm all for it. So we go back to the studio. We record.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Yep.
What do you reckon we got cut off at?
I think we were saying that we went to Studio 1400.
1400.
So we got invited to Studio 1400 to record a podcast.
To record an episode
with actual audio, video,
the whole
a
kit,
set. Actual gear.
Yeah, like curtains that were sound deadening.
Yeah.
And you did that great move that you thought was going to be really impressive, that if you turned your head away from the mic,
you couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear anything, but you could.
You could actually.
You could actually.
But it was fun to be there.
It was so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad's got himself a little studio around the corner from where he lives with a, it's an awesome setup.
Yeah.
And I think he said he was homeschooling his kids there during lockdowns, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Right on the beach.
Yeah.
And with two just tech wizards in there making things happen. Like we were being interviewed.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
We had, and I felt a little refresher that second
time.
Yeah,
a little bit. Still couldn't really.
Still really couldn't put string words together.
No.
We sat down and recorded.
I still am upset with all of my recording performances while we're away, to be honest.
I know. It's always hard to be put on the spot and do it justice. I'm with you.
I would have liked sort of some pre-questions delivered to me.
Yeah, let me think about
what are you going to say to these?
No, I know. Because you want to... Yeah, again, we just want it to be... I mean, they want it to be natural.
Yes.
But we want to do it justice. Make sure we're not missing out on, giving some gratitude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got in there, we recorded a podcast. I don't even know what we said, Murray. It was just absolute drivel.
And it was giggling.
We were just having fun in there. We were just like, look at us.
Yeah, look at
this. Again.
This could be us.
Day two of the excursion.
Yeah. Still no teachers.
But the highlight and the whole setup for the day was, we'd been told, we're going to have a driver for the day.
Yes.
And a free day in LA. Remember we were saying last episode, it was...
Yeah.
is that we realise, hang on, we've got a whole day on Thursday. Yeah,
we
don't have to be anywhere.
We've won a day.
We've got ourselves a day.
We weren't privy to.
And I think for everybody listening, and particularly the dads.
Yes.
If you find yourself in that situation where you know you've got kids' sport to get to.
Yeah.
And then it gets cancelled.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you're a 3-hour window on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. No longer. Which is what I'm thinking.
What's going to happen today with the rain?
With the rain. No, yeah. I'm still going to have one sports game, I know.
Netball's definitely going to be off.
Yeah, I'm going to have one game of footy. One's going to be probably cancelled.
But you know what I mean? You get... And maybe sport, I enjoy the sport, but maybe it's a thing that you don't necessarily want to go, a bit of an obligation.
Yeah. Oh, there's always...
And all of a sudden you have that time and you just go, wow, I don't actually have to be anywhere at that time. That was us.
Yeah.
On the Thursday, we're like, we have got this whole day. We're not starting. We don't have to start learning till tomorrow. Our brains can get into gear.
Yeah, theoretically.
And our gracious and generous host had organised a driver for us to take us around LA.
So essentially a full-time Uber we had for the day.
To sum it up, we're not gonna go through this day, but
yeah, that's gonna
it
be
may
a whole,
take a couple of episodes.
Yeah, no, because we're gonna have to wrap it up because their listeners, we can't make this a 4-hour
episode.
We've all got places to be. Yeah. However, the preamble to episode 3,
is that we got the driver. And if you have a chance, if you're ever in a city,
where
you're not familiar with the city, get a driver for the day.
Yeah.
If you're in Paris.
Yeah.
You don't want to be mucking around.
Yeah.
If it's within your budget, get a driver.
Yeah.
And get them to take you to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Champs-Élysées.
Yeah, and just park there.
Yeah. Because we don't have to worry about...
Parking?
Navigating.
Yeah.
Parking.
Yeah. Parking.
Tolls, petrol.
Public transport.
Not getting a
connections.
Fine for any. We're not You know, we don't have to worry about any of that sort of stuff.
Not one thing did we worry about.
Big Steve. Steve. Jono.
Jono.
Big John had us covered.
He had us so covered. And he was so California cool.
Super California cool. Imagine a California Korean.
Yeah, imagine a California Korean. What was that Netflix series that had...
Yes, Beef.
Beef.
He could have been in Beef.
He could have been in Beef. 100%. He could have so easily been in Beef.
He would have been a good guy. He would have been cool. And he would have just been like, hey, listen.
It's all right.
It's all right.
This is a bit shit. But we'll sort some shit out
here. Let's get some chicken wings.
Let's get some KFC. Let's get some Korean fried chicken and a couple of beers.
Yeah, he was great.
What did they call a venue where you had KFC and beer?
Oh, yeah, it had a name.
Yeah, an Aussie bar or something, wasn't it? Been Googling Korean chicken a lot since I've been here. Little L's.
Is that correct? Is that good? Korean
Little L's has Korean fried chicken.
All right, we're actually
there's a little franchise here in Australia.
We're going to check it out.
But there's one in Moonavale, one in Manly.
Big John took us on a tour. He was our driver.
He was the driver for the day. Black Tesla Y.
Tesla Y.
Model Y.
Very nice. Very comfy.
Unbelievable.
Luxurious in the back.
Yeah, there's so much room.
Leg room to die for. Yeah. And the other thing with having the driver is if you're a little bit tired,
just kick back.
Close your eyes, have a little nap.
It was so easy.
Yeah.
It was so easy. So I think
how excited we'll be for
that. Oh, so excited. So we get in there, John comes, he gets a little tour because he's done work for Brad and his family several times, so he knows them wellish, I suppose.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's very complimentary to them as well.
Yeah. And so we get in there and we have to go because the highlight of probably the day is something that we do end of the day. So we have to go to Brad's practice.
Yeah.
We have to go to Brad's practice. And anyone...
Oh, to pick up the tickets.
Yes. And anyone that's done any of the level up coaching that, you know, we cannot be more complimentary about.
Yes.
Is they're going to see lots of videos
taken from in the practice.
Within the practice with Ashley.
With Ashley.
And you just see Ashley as this person that's always on Brad's videos.
Yeah.
To us, I'm going to talk for us, kind of a movie star.
Absolutely.
Like there's this lady that runs this practice, does this stuff that helps us be better chiropractors, this rock star of a...
Yeah, I would say a combination of Angelina Jolie and Nicole Kidman in a prime.
Yes. And so we walk...
That's not overstating it.
It's not overstating it at all.
Great. presentation.
Yeah.
Clear.
Yeah.
Great speaker.
And so you've seen all these videos. You've seen Brad's videos on Facebook. You've seen him on Instagram. Yeah, you buy the model. Ashley's in there. And all of a sudden you walk into the door. And you—it's like you've turned onto a movie set.
It's like we've stepped onto the
onto a movie set.
I thought I was in Hollywood at that time.
And then Ashley comes around and goes, "Hi guys!"
And like,
and we've gone. We giggle. Yeah. Look at each other and go, "You say something. You say something."
Yeah, we should get a selfie with Ashley.
And we still never got a selfie. We were too shy to ask her for a selfie because we thought. She's we didn't want a fanboy.
She was going
to
judge us.
Yeah,
I was like, "We're here for the weekend."
Yeah. We're cool.
Yeah, we'd be too cool, but. Yeah, it was fun to see.
And so John just takes us up there, you know, and you got to drive here. So you got to go get these tickets. You don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where to go. I'll take you up there.
Done.
And then we go, well, we feel like a coffee. So
what
we take.
Can we just backtrack? When you get tickets transferred to you in the US.
I didn't want this responsibility. This was so my thing, but so what I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Well, it became so complicated.
So complicated. You have to download 3 apps.
Which really only had to download one.
But they trick you
to download these other ones.
So now you're a member of the crypto.
I'm now a member of the crypto. I'm a member of AXS, which still send me emails and texts constantly. I should unsubscribe. But they're the ticketing venue, our version of Ticketmaster or Ticketek.
Yeah.
You know, AXS, but supposedly every stadium uses a different app to get your tickets. So I get an email because Ashley has the tickets. She's got an email, the confirmation code that I then have to email back to her that she then sends to her. And
at this point, I'm just like, I'm so glad it's not me. Yeah. I'm just going to wander around.
I'm stressing out.
Making small talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're just looking at, staring at your phone, sweating.
Sweating, going, imagine if we don't get these tickets. And imagine if they don't land in my phone or my wallet or wherever.
But as a testament to, again, you know, Ashley's capability.
Yeah.
She was never fazed. She didn't break a sweat. Yeah, she knew it was
going
to work out.
Yeah, but we're going.
It was just us.
You know, how does it work here in America? Yeah. You know, we're going, it's American, so.
Yeah. Having that as the front of your practice experience is so important.
Yes.
You know, just having someone who's got cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah.
So we can be.
We can be fretting and worrying and panicked.
we can be sweaty in the back room adjusting.
Yeah, yeah.
And out here, everything's okay.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's off. That was a really great introduction to Brad's practice and to his team.
Mm.
And then we jump back in the car and we head on up. Did we get a coffee at that
point? We got a coffee. We went. That was our first Starbucks. Drive-through Starbucks.
Yeah, fantastic.
Such an interesting coffee concept.
I loved it.
And
they picked the sizes. So just for our Australian audience.
Yes.
The sizes were some. It starts at the small one, which they call the grande.
Yeah,
which is like deceptive.
Yeah, deceptive.
Because we have a piccolo here. Like we minimize it. We go, I want the smallest, most intense
coffee.
And they go, look, in the US, it's more like your smallest one. Don't worry, it's going to fill you up.
Yeah.
You're not going to be wanting more after the small one.
That is in probably episode 6 when Shannon gets us all coffees and you and I are sitting there looking at everybody's coffees.
Anyway, the small one's the grande, which threw me, but I was like, okay, lock that in.
Yeah, we'll have
sounds like it's big. Sounds grand.
And we went iced.
We went iced coffee.
Yeah, we went to be...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Beautiful. Went iced coffee.
Yeah, that's right. We thought that was probably the most sensible option.
Yeah, and that was nice. And
we head up into LA.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was so good that we weren't driving because those roads are freaking... out of control.
So the 405, was it?
Yeah.
That was the local. How many lanes was it? Eight?
Eight on each side.
Eight on each side. And in places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all eight everywhere, but...
We're heading in. We go through Long Beach. And I remember driving through Long Beach. On the left-hand side, there's this smokestack.
Yeah. Some oil refinery. Yeah.
Oil refinery. In the middle of the... It looked like in the middle of the city. On the beach.
Yeah.
Huge American flag painted on the side. And I just needed
Bruce Springsteen just on the top to do a concert.
Yeah, just play some bound power chords just at the top of that.
I'm just surprised there weren't fireworks going off at the whole time we were there. The Star Spangled Banner playing in the background as
you know you're in the US. Yeah. You know you're in the US and it was glorious.
Yeah, and there's just this factory.
But I wonder if that's a point where we cut the story off.
Yeah, I feel like it's...
Yeah.
Because... The next stop. Yeah. Should we tease where we go first?
We're talking about the high performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're heading into...
Our first stop to highlight our free day in LA.
Yeah.
A good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Maddie Baker got us a start for a tour around the Red Bull APC.
Yeah, the Athlete Performance Centre. It's not a somewhere you can just.
No, you can't. It's not.
We've got
like the design shop that you tried to go and buy clothes
no,
in.
No.
Well, it is like that.
It's very similar to that.
It is very similar. You cannot come in.
You can't just walk in there.
We are closed.
Yeah, so we got to get it in for a guided tour. Which we'll probably talk about next episode.
Yeah, because that's when
the
more oohing and ahhing and eyes open events really take place.
Yeah, we started to just be drawn into the LA vibe.
Yes, but it was, we're in Santa Monica.
Yeah, we're in right in the heart, right in the heart of Santa Monica. And if we do pinch the story off there, as we're trying to pinch it.
Yeah, land the plane, as Mike Rowe would say. Yeah, we're trying to land the plane here.
There's a little bit of a crosswind.
Often our landings have a small bump in them. Very rarely as they're clapping from the passengers in the back.
For the land.
Yeah.
But as we're coming in land, just a quick shout out to our new listeners.
Oh.
To our American audience.
Yes. We've tripled.
Spiked.
we've spiked in America.
The numbers
have you looked at the data?
The ratings are in.
The data?
We're huge.
We're huge in America.
We're now huge in Wisconsin.
Ann Arbor.
Utah. Yeah.
Ann Arbor.
I think we might even be big in Little Rock, Arkansas.
If we are big in Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, the sky's the limit.
Where else could you be big?
Yeah.
Because everything's big in Arkansas.
There's some.
Even tiny.
Even
so I saw Tiny's doppelganger on Thursday night in my office.
Done.
And I showed him the photo of Tiny and I.
And he goes, how'd you get a picture of me?
Yeah. And he goes, hey, I don't see it. Everyone who goes to the double gang.
Oh, someone looks like you. No, I don't look like that guy.
I don't look like that. Look at him. He's all.
Yeah, that's not me.
He's got a head like a crushed ping pong ball.
Unless you show me Brad Pitt, I'm not going to believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're big over there. Yeah. I think even as far up on the east as
the Carolinas.
Carolinas. We go.
I don't know whether we're in the north or the south. We're big.
Yeah, we.
Yeah. Are we further north than that?
I think in Chicago, Illinois.
Illinois.
It was a big lump of in Illinois.
Yeah, we spiked in Illinois.
Know, someone just left the tap on and just played all the episodes in Illinois back to back.
I tell you what, our other sponsor, Urban Prospector, he's hoping that this is the gateway
to the US market.
To the US market, he thinks this could be the gateway.
Huge. Is it like it's like when the Beatles cracked America? This could be our big thing. Are we
We've
like
got
in
the
excess?
Abbey Road. Are we in excess?
Could be.
Well, they were the other one of the great ones that they were trying to land the plane here.
Yeah.
Just what about the crosswind? They couldn't figure out why we called AC/DC Akadaka.
Yeah.
You know.
It's obvious.
Yeah. But do they relate that? Does the world relate that AC/DC is an Australian band? Or is AC/DC
the first thought?
Is AC/DC bigger?
It's a world band.
Yeah, it's...
It's international.
Yeah. It's like U2 aren't necessarily Irish, I don't think.
Yeah.
They're just a band.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Akadaka. But as Aussies, we lean in on it. That's our people.
So if we had the Roadcaster, you could be ending it right now with a little
with
Hell's
clapping.
Bells.
With it put on
Little Hell's Bells, but we're on the old. We're in Garage Band.
I'll have to come back and insert music here, and it's probably not going to happen. If you can't hear music right now, it's because I was too lazy.
Yeah. Well, you don't know where the Roadcaster is.
Yeah.
And you're too lazy.
I think it's in the back of my car. That's what I'm calling it. In the back of the van. Yeah. Some reason I put it in there to keep it safe.
Yep. Know where it is. Yeah. Know exactly where it is.
Yeah. I'll drop it down to work later.
Yeah.
Anyway, as we're coming in and the wheels are now down, Muzz.
They're down. We're taxing to our gate.
Everyone's been obviously cross-checked long ago.
And stay seated, young fella. The seatbelt light is still on.
The tray table is stowed in front of you.
Yeah.
Any small items in the under the seat in front.
Yeah. Hopefully haven't moved. Be careful when you lift the overhead locker that things don't fall on your head.
Around.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was a rough landing.
It was definitely a rough flight. It was all over the place.
It's amazing how our intros and outros are almost longer than the actual meat flight.
Like
of
I said,
podcast.
It's like flying to Canberra. Yeah. It's a lot of takeoff and landing. Yeah, not a lot of flying.
Yeah, not a lot. Yeah. Not a lot.
But that's always fun. It's always fun catching up with your muzz and having a little reminisce. And this is like, this trip has given us, if nothing else, a lot of material.
Yeah.
It's going to slowly pick our way through.
Yeah, it's just, look, we did a morning today. Last podcast, we did a whole 13-hour flight.
Yeah.
And baseball. Today, we've got a walk.
We're at 11 a.m. We're at 10:30 a.m. right now.
Yeah, we're at 10:30 on day two. Yeah, we've walked. We've made a podcast about walking today.
I think watching Band of Brothers back to back on that flight did something to my brain. I think it's making me compartmentalize this trip in the same sort of way. So we're not in Belgium yet.
No, we're not.
we're in the Dordogne. And, you know, it's past D-Day.
Yeah.
And we're now marching. We're advancing up.
Yeah.
Our first mission.
Yeah. We're trying to find where all our mates are.
Where everyone is.
Yeah. Where did Thingo land?
Yeah. We're getting our bearings.
Yeah.
But our next episode, promise, is going to be more detail. There'll be stuff in there. I actually can't promise anything. We may not even have another episode.
It might not be next week. Yeah. Well, now I feel like, because we're so big in America, that we've got to put content out.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I feel...
Merch.
I feel like we've got to get stuff up for them.
Murray, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do for our US audience.
Still landing the plane.
We're still coming in.
Yeah, back up again.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a poll up on the attached to this podcast.
Yes.
If you'd like a shirt.
Oh.
If you're like a Before the Dip mug.
Yes.
Calendar or pen.
Yeah. Pen? So, you're going to go into a pen?
Well. It's probably just going to be some small item that can be shipped.
Chipped.
A sticker, perhaps.
Imagine, I bet you they'd love the calendar. Just like my family love the calendar.
Oh, yes. Before the dip calendar. It'll be for 2024, so we're...
Yeah, yeah, so we'll discount it. If you want one...
For each month. Just hit us up. Just give us a guess.
We've got them.
We'll put our Stripe details in there.
Yeah, behind the paywall.
We'll make this a Patreon. All right, mate. That's enough. Let's crash this plane. Yeah.
Bang.
Drive it into the ground.
And we're done.
Next week.
Toodles.
Bye.